Hello.
Was a relief man. He was what they call an extra man. He did a lot of pinch hitting and a lot of running. He did play a few games, as far as I can remember. And Tuck was another fellow that was a very serious ball player when he was on the ball field. He was what we called a lightweight. Tuck wasn't very big, you know. He was a small fellow. But he was taller than Rizzuto. We always used Rizzuto as an example for the small men because he was so short.
I see. He was the smallest and you worked up
from him. It worked up from him, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I like Tuck. We got along all right, but I don't know. It's been so long, it's been hard to remember a whole lot of things. Probably if it had been years back that we'd have gone into this thing about 10 years ago, we could have probably remembered a whole lot more than I have now.
Sure. How about Joe Page? Of course, he had a reputation for being a drinker.
Well, I called him a crazy left-hander. Because you never...
Meaning southpaws or naturally
that's right. Just like Gomez. He was an old. But Joe Page, you never knew what to expect from one minute to the next when he was on the mound. But Joe was real serious with his pitching, and when he didn't get the ball where he wanted it, he used to get mad.
Right there on the mound.
Right on the mound. He'd get mad with himself because he couldn't get the ball over and couldn't do like he wanted to. He'd lose his control.
Was he an impatient person?
Well, he was to a certain extent, yes.
I see.
But he always got along pretty well, and when he was on, when he had his stuff, he couldn't nobody touch him. Mm-hmm. And you remember back several years out, well, a couple of years after that,
47
and 49, that he did some fantastic relieving, which helped the Yankees an awful lot. So he was the type of fella that was real good to be around. He liked to dress. We called him the Sheik.
Oh, really?
At that
time.
Yeah. That was one of Rizzuto's. I remember this. Now, that was one of Rizzuto's pet saying about Sheik Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe Page.
Uh-huh.
Because he always come dressed in a shirt and tie, and when we was on the road, he'd always wear a shirt and tie and coat and suit, see?
I see.
And a lot of us would wear just what they call a sports shirt with no tie. Mm-hmm. But now, if we were eating in the hotel, we'd have to put on a tie and white shirt and put our suit on, because that's the way McCarthy liked it. Mm-hmm. But we used to get a lot of kick out of it. Joe said, well, where are you preaching tonight, Joe?
Beautiful. If you don't mind my asking,
yeah,
there have been a few ball players down through history who actually played better while they were half smashed on booze than sober. Now, did Page take them out half smashed, or was he
sober?
He was sober by the time the game came. Okay.
Oh yeah, he was. Right. He never was like that on the ball field. There was only one man that I can remember. And that was Paul Wainer, if you remember him.
I've heard he liked the bottle.
Oh, he didn't like the bottle. He liked it, but a glass full.
Yeah.
What? He did. He wasn't ashamed of it either. I've seen him stand at home plate when he was weaving at home plate. That's the only way he could hit the ball. But he was a great guy with it. I mean, he wasn't one of these people that was rational with the drinking the way he'd go out and raise a lot of cane. But he used it for relaxation.
Yeah. In other words, it would keep him loose.
Sure. There was a lot of ball players like that. I don't know of how many others, but P. Wainer was the only one that I can remember that I used to tease him about it. And I used to always tell him, I said, well, if you mix a little water with it, you'd last longer.
Beautiful. That's good.
Yeah, he was quite a guy.
I guess his brother liked it too, according to Benny Culp. Benny Culp roomed with him.
Oh, did he?
He said, Lloyd,
well, I didn't never rant with him. Yeah.
What about Aaron Robinson?
Aaron Robinson
was a rookie during the war.
Yes, Aaron was quite a catcher. He helped me quite a bit. We played in a few ball games together, and Aaron was an easygoing man. He liked to get things done the proper way. He was always coaxing his pitchers or whoever was pitching, he was always on you. If you threw a pitch to him that wasn't in the right and he thought that you were not putting out what you should, he'd fire back at you a whole lot harder than you threw to him. Mm-hmm. Which, to do this, would wake a pitcher up now and then. And you'd say to yourself, well, what is he throwing back so hard at me for? And it would make you concentrate, make a pitcher concentrate. Well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. So then you call him to the mound, and he tells you what it's all about. He says, you're not putting out enough. So in turn, that kind of things for young pitchers was an awful help too, even though he was a young catcher. Mm-hmm. But Robbie knew what the situation was back then. Mm-hmm. I liked him, and I'm pretty sure that the club liked him. They put up with him for a long time. And
A few sports writers have written, I think Jack Mann in his book, The Decline and Fall of the New York Yankees, mentioned something to the effect that Aaron Robinson was traded away because he wasn't the Yankee type. And I'm wondering why. I mean, what was there about Robinson's ability as a player, or lack of it, or his personality that made them deal him off? Or was it just the fact that Barrow was so much better?
Well, it was probably that Barrow was so much better because Robbie was... He was one of these old Southern boys that liked for the sun to shine all the time. And sometimes things didn't sit just right with him, and he'd get a little down about it and didn't care.
Okay, now when you say down, you mean depressed or
That's
angry?
Right, depressed or angry about something and during playing ball. And he would mope about it for a while, but Robbie was the type of fella that would come back... He wasn't that way all the time. Mm-hmm. He was, the nearest to my knowledge, one of the best catchers that I'd ever pitched to.
Mm-hmm. What about Bill Bevins?
Well, Bill Bevins was quite a pitcher, to my knowledge. He had all the tools. The only thing I think that bothered Bill was that he began to pick up a lot of weight. He couldn't keep his weight down.
Oh, really?
He was just the type of fella like Ernie Bonham. You know, Ernie Bonham was quite a big fella. He was tall. He was about 6'2", 6'1", or 6'2", and was right heavy.
So they called him Tiny.
That's why they called him Tiny. He was big-waisted, and although he had plenty of tools there, too, to work with, he knew how to throw that fur curve and fastball. And if I'm not mistaken, I think his curveball was his best pitch at the time.
This is Bonham.
That's Bonham.
Yeah.
Now, just vice versa, back to
Bevins.
Bill Bevins had a great fastball. And he could control it. He could put it where he wanted it. And he used it at different speeds. He didn't throw the same speed all the time. You take some pitchers that throw the same speed all the time, it don't take long for a hitter to get on to you. But with Bill, when I was watching him pitch and was up there with him, they had trouble getting onto his fastball because he would throw it two or three different speeds. He wouldn't throw the same speed all the time. And he was another pitcher that was... It was just two pads that he couldn't go any further and stay any longer than he did. But it was just one of those things. You never know what's going to turn out when the sun rises the next day.
Sure.
I stayed in it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. 6 years, a little over 6 years in the majors, so I enjoyed it. And if I had it all to do over, if I was 17 years old and I got a chance right now, I'd go right back into it.
Go right back into it.
I really would.
What kind of a guy was Tiny Bottom? Friendly?
Tiny was very friendly.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Tiny was very likable by everyone. He was a jolly type fella. He didn't do a lot of cussing and a lot of raising cane, a lot of drinking and all that stuff. He was a very serious man. He liked his game, he liked to play, and he liked to be around people because we used to sit and talk all the time. Especially if we'd get the sports pages and start going through the sporting news and then talk.
He's
plenty of them.
Tell me about Joe McCarthy. What were your impressions of him? Did you think he was an outstanding manager? What kind of a guy was he?
I think Joe was one of the God gifts to baseball. He knew it inside and out, and he was a ball player's manager. He was a man's manager. He didn't like a lot of foolishness. He meant to be serious when you were on that ball field because he said you only played ball for... Sometimes 2 hours you was out at the ball field or 3 hours at the ballpark. The rest of the time's your own, but when you're in that uniform, you meant business. Mm-hmm. And he was that way. I mean, he was just naturally that way. And he knew men. He knew what they had, what they didn't have, and he knew when to replace them and when not to replace them. Because several incidents, I've was in a ball game, and instead of taking me out, he went on and let me get a shellacking, which was a lesson. Mm-hmm. Not knowing to me that it was a lesson, but he knew what he was doing.
I see.
And then in my later years of playing baseball, I began to see why he did it. Mm-hmm. It was because I could use and learn to correct myself, mm-hmm. instead of having someone else to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens in 45 and 46 when you're young like that and going to a major league ball club where those boys have had 10, some of them 15 years experience over top of you. A lot of things you didn't know. But when I was up there, he used to let me stay in a game like that once in a while to learn this. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Yankees always had good ball players. And they did that, and sometimes in their farm clubs too, in their system.
Because
I went all the way through the farm system. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to Binghamton, and I didn't go to, can't think of the name of the other club at that time. I know we had 14 training clubs at that time.
Kansas City Blues?
I played in Kansas City.
And
I played
Newark.
In Newark. I played in Snow Hill, North Carolina. Augusta, Georgia. I played over there. Played an exhibition game against Jimmy Fox and right-handed pitcher Grove, I think he was.
Lefty
Grove.
Yes.
He threw aspirin tablets.
Did
he really did.
I guess you did come up, even though you were
I did, but it didn't do no good. But getting back to McCarthy, I think he was one of the greatest men in baseball as far as my time is concerned. That I've ever been around. He was very serious with his baseball. He liked his men, but if you did something wrong, he'd let you know in a hurry. He wouldn't let it bypass and let you wonder or think about it. Mm-hmm. I liked him. I got along fine with Joe. Of course, he'd get on me once in a while to wake me up, but that was to be expected, mm-hmm. which he did everyone that way.
I see. What about Snuffy Sternwise? What kind of a guy was he? I know he was a fine football player in North Carolina.
Well, George was a great ball player, too. Mm-hmm. He was one of the best little infielders, I think, that ever hit Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. He was very observant and very fast at the time. He could handle himself. He could hit, run, and throw. He was sort of like a Phil Rizzuto.
A good team man. He'd give himself up to sacrifice guys. And
that's right.
And
it helps out a lot when you're a team man, especially playing with an organization like that. You stay there a whole lot longer.
I see.
And you stay in the game a whole lot longer.
Mm-hmm. What about Oscar Grimes? What do you remember about him?
Well, I don't remember too much about Oscar. he was always full of jokes, for one thing. Mm-hmm. He was always telling jokes. But he was another fellow that was all business on the ball field, as near as I can remember. He was a good ball player, even though that he was used as relief once in a while, as pinch hitter or pinch runner or something like this. Mm-hmm. But as far as George was concerned on the ball field, he was more or less like everyone else. He was serious. That's the way the Yankees bring you up. And he was serious about his game, and he loved to play it. In those days, it's a whole lot different than it is nowadays. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in those days like to play the game. Now, they don't like to play the game, but they want hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for what they think they can do.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, back in your day, it was no joke. The sporting
really
news was standard reading in the clubhouse, and you taught baseball off the field as well as on.
That's right. We eat and sleep baseball, mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. And McCarthy always said, if you eat and sleep baseball and then play the game between the white lines instead of in a book, you'll get a whole lot further. And he was right,
that's a
too.
Good statement. That's a good statement.
It really was.
What about Frankie Grossetti?
Well, Frank Grossetti was another great man. far as I'm concerned. He was a good little infielder. He was smart, and he was always thinking ahead. He was very observant about, even in being an infielder, he'd come up, in fact, he'd come up to me several times in a ball game, and he'd tell me about different pitches that certain ball players was a little weak on. Mm-hmm. And he was that type of a fella that if he see you make a little mistake on the mound, he would come up to you and straighten you out. Even though Bill Dickey was closer to you than he was, mm-hmm. he'd still run up to you.
I see.
And give you the advice. Mm-hmm. Which me being young coming up there, he figured that I wouldn't know the men as well as he does. Mm-hmm. And he would offer this to any young ball player. I thought it was a great thing.
Definitely. If you don't mind, Mike,
go ahead.
If I keep asking about players, what about Bud Matheny, who I believe we
Well, Bo Jolly Bud, he's right here at Norfolk now. I like Bud. I played with Bud in Newark, too, when we was in Newark Ball Club together. He played right field over there. And he was another team man and very serious, because when Bud didn't get a base hit, he was mad about it for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
That was if he went 0-for-3 or 0-for-4.
Oh, yeah, he didn't like
it for the next couple of days.
He just like other hitters. They didn't like that 0-for-4 stuff either, none of them. It's just like me, when you pitch 9 innings and lose a ball game, you didn't want to lose it either.
Sure.
But Bud was very, very effective in baseball as far as I'm concerned, and now that he's a coach, I know that he's very effective in it.
Is he still at Old Dominion College?
He's still at Old Dominion.
I see.
And as far as I'm concerned, he was a great team man, too.
What about Johnny Lindell?
Big John.
Big John, yes. Whitey Karowski was my first interview. Of course, I asked him about the time Lindell crashed into him in the 43 series, and he said, yes, John was a big man. He weighed about 240 pounds. When he went into me, the ball went the other way.
That's right, too. John weighed about 240 at then, at that time, and he was in shape, and he was about 6. John's about 6. No, he was taller than that.
Taller than that?
Because I'm 6'3". John was about 6'5", 6'6". Every bit of it.
Oh, I see.
He was a big man. But he was, Johnny was a teammate, too. Of course, he was altogether different personality. John liked to kid around a lot because he used to do it on the ball field, and he used to do it in the clubhouse and as well as on the bench. And I guess he was as good a ball player as I've ever played with. I haven't seen anybody that could replace John, because there'll never be another Big John. That's what I used to call him, Big John.
Uh-huh. But why? I mean, why couldn't anyone replace him? I mean,
well, he's just that type of a fella.
Uh-huh.
I mean, another ball player could be better than he is,
yeah,
as far as playing ability is concerned, but there just couldn't be another John, that's all.
In other words, it was just a combination of baseball skills, personality. Just
that's right. The whole thing, the whole bit together, it just made a different man.
I see. What about Tuck Steinbeck? What do you remember about Tuck? I think he played that 45 game.
Yes, he was there with us. Tuck was more or less a what they call a relief man.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of pinch hitting and a lot of pinch running.